Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Anthony Moore.
Angela Rodell, CEO of the Alaska Permanent Fund Corporation, was the featured guest of the joint Kenai and Soldotna Chamber of Commerce luncheon on Wednesday. Rodell spoke on the Permanent Fund, its performance, what the fund does, and how it closed fiscal year 21 at an historic high value. Rodell said,
on June 30th, we ended with a total fund value of $81 billion, whole new record. It's interesting. I'm sure many of you know that, you know, social media accounts, if you have a Facebook account, it'll pop up a memory, you know, of something you might have posted. So today I had this memory pop up posting our FY17 returns. And stellar returns, 12.5%, all-time high of the fund. We're at $59.8 billion. And I remember how excited I was in 2017 to hit, and like, oh man, we just missed $60 billion, $60 billion. And it's so stunning to me that here we are 4 years later, and we're talking about $81 billion.
Preliminary results indicate the fund returns 29.73%, a record-strong performance as well. The unaudited results of the fiscal year show the principal of the fund totaled $60.1 billion, the permanent savings contributions valued at $46.9 billion, and there were $13.2 billion in unrealized gains. Rodell said,
I have never seen returns like this ever. And the idea that we generated in public equities, so just our stock portfolio, generated 46.9% in 1 year, is stunning to me.
The earnings reserve account totaled $21 billion. The uncommitted realized earnings were valued at $9.3 billion and $4.6 billion in unrealized gains. The ERA had $3.1 billion in committed realized earnings available for fiscal year 2022 POMV draw and $4 billion committed to the principal as special legislative fiscal year 22 appropriation. Nearly half a dozen more Alaskans are dead after contracting COVID-19. The State Department of Health and Social Services reported 5 new coronavirus deaths yesterday, raising the death toll to 400 residents. The most recent deaths were that of a Sitka woman in her 40s, two Anchorage women in their 70s, an Anchorage woman in her 60s, and an Anchorage woman in her 20s. The Health Department also reported 459 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, including 436 resident cases across the Kenai Peninsula, Soldotna, 23 cases, Kenai, 19. Homer, 16, Seward, 8, Kenai Peninsula Borough North, 4, Nikiski, 2, Anchor Point, 1, Sterling, 1. Additionally, there was 23 new non-resident cases reported in Alaska, including one in Seward. In addition to the 5 deaths, there were 43 new hospitalizations. There are currently 132 patients diagnosed with COVID-19 who are hospitalized. 15 of those patients are on ventilators. Dr. Ann Zink from the DHSS said,
so this virus changes every time it replicates. One of the changes that we've seen is what we call the Delta variant. That version of the virus spreads more easily and it can make people sicker. And people who have previously had COVID are more likely to get sick from this variant again. The very best thing we can do to protect ourselves, our elders, our kiddos, and our community is to get vaccinated.
The current statewide alert level based on the reported number of cases per 100,000 people over the past 7 days is high at 340. 45.4% of the Kenai Peninsula region are considered fully vaccinated. Stay tuned for more headlines on This Week on the Kenai.